I did not.
Hey,
are not eyes for days. Don't play me. I don't see. 1, 2, 3.
Hey. Bars. Bars. Hey, y'all wild and shit. That's why I love y'all though. Fun shit. You got bars? You got bars? Come on. What you got? Give us some. Come on.
Really?
What you got? Give us some.
Come on.
Sitting
in, coming in on a Sunday. Everybody know it's so easy. And it's TK and Donna too. We all here. Where are you?
Hey!
Oh!
I love that shit. All right, we ready to go. Oh, man, the fun shit. Welcome to Communion. Sunday, 5 p.m. Got me, TK the Kid. My cousin, E-Day.
What's up?
We got Yana.
Hello.
And then we got our lovely guest. What's your name?
Pioneer the Poet.
Pioneer the Poet is in the building with us. I wonder if Pioneer the Poet is going to give us some poetry. Mm. I guess we'll see. It's the look on the face for me. Okay. So, we don't got Retta here with us, but we think Retta might be on the way, and we think Retta might not be on the way, but okay. Either way.
She said, okay, so I will wait and come back next week.
Okay, so she will wait and come back next week, which means you will see Retta next week, and the lovely Pioneer sitting in the place for Retta today. So we're going to go ahead and get into the things that we do, which is what?
Our affirmation.
That's right. E-Day's daily affirmation. Let's start with that, and then we'll get into the show.
Let's all take a deep breath.
Deep breath.
And breathe out. Let go of anything that you may have brought in today. I was in traffic, so that I'm not bringing that in to create this intense energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get started with our affirmation. Repeating after me. I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I have a healthy heart, body, soul, and mind.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
Communion is where I come to unite with those around me.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am grounded and present in this experience.
I am here. I am whole.
I am whole. We are here and cheers. We are whole. Mm-hmm. Cheers. Yes. It works when the drink is already poured. Mm-hmm. You see? We already ready to go. And so last week, we did our one word to describe our week first. Mm-hmm. And so you were able to create the affirmation off of that. But I didn't want to do that this week. I wanted to make sure we stuck with our regular affirmation for the people that look out for that affirmation. That's so right. Now, we're going to do our rounds, check and see how the week went. So let's start with you, E. We doing a song this week or we doing a word? I'll let you call it.
I have a phrase.
So we're doing a phrase. You get one phrase to describe your week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My week was full of honoring my boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Full of honoring my boundaries.
Yes. Saying no when I wanted to say no. Not answering phones when I did not want to answer the phones. Like,
you was letting your yeses be your yeses and your noes be your noes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like,
I like that a lot.
Stepping away from things that full I did not want to step
what
into.
What is it again? Full of
Honoring
my boundaries. Okay.
That was my week.
I like that.
I might have to take that into this week. I like that. What about you? What about you, Black? What's your phrase?
I don't know that I have a phrase.
Okay. So what, you got a word?
No, I don't know that I have a word neither.
Well, goddamn it. What you got?
What you got, cuz?
What you got?
I really don't have anything. I'm exhausted. Yesterday was the car show.
Okay.
They were honoring Portia, so of course I'm tasked with doing a lot of setup and, you know, delegating and so forth, stuff that I didn't sign up for.
Of course.
just exhausted.
That's normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your one word then.
That's it. Exhausted.
If you described your week, it was exhausting, ending with yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, Pi, what you got?
Phrase
or one word or a song. Everybody can just do their own thing today. We ain't gonna hold nobody to
okay,
one thing.
Okay, I got you. Although my week had a little bit of chaos, it was poetically therapeutic.
Poetically therapeutic. So we got full of honoring our boundaries. We got exhausted, and we got full of poetic.
It was poetically therapeutic.
Poetically therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Poetically therapeutic. Okay. Dope shit, y'all. Y'all all deep and heavy and shit.
What about yours? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. I was saying meanwhile, here I am. So I'm gonna say, since everybody's shit was full of something, I'm gonna say my week would have to be I'm gonna say it was full of surprises. Mm-hmm. I think in going, taking this last trip that we just took, I got to see a lot of things that I see every day. You know what I'm saying? Got to know her in a way that I don't normally get to know her.
Sorry, where did y'all go?
Out of town.
I just thought you had to see a lot of stuff.
Look at her. Look at her.
Right?
Like, okay. since when we started doing that? No.
Since it's when we started. It's a new
day. It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
It's a new life.
I'm feeling good. Absolutely. But no, for real. I'm not backing off on that. I'm going to leave that one there.
Okay.
But yeah, no, really. You know, just.
Come on. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get past that today.
Come on.
Did you, like, come up with, like, okay, like, we went to the beach.
Secretive?
Like, we went somewhere tropical. We went to the woods.
Yeah.
We went somewhere hot.
Shit, it's hot here. We went south. You went to Richmond.
We went south of the border.
You went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There are beaches in North Carolina.
Look at Slimmy.
They went to the Outer Banks.
We went to the Inner Banks.
We're going to leave it at that.
Okay. How was your week, guys? Just tell us about your week.
No, my week was actually good, but no, honestly, like getting to see the performance and stuff like that. Like, you know when somebody dope as shit, right? Because you just know. Because they dope energy, blah, blah, blah. You see it. You can see it, you know, through video and stuff like that. But then when you get to, like, see it, you're like, damn, Slim is dope for real. I want to be like that when I grow up. So that was really awesome, actually, to be in the environment. You know, I'm used to being at the show. And not to say the star of the show, but I'm used to the show being about me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm at a show. Mm-hmm. So to be at a show that I didn't have to have my hands really in and working it and managing it and shit like that, and just be able to sit back and, you know, play a supportive role, but see it, you know, the way the audience sees it. I think that was really dope. You know what I'm saying? So I really enjoyed that. And then just getting to, you know, meet new people and, you know, shit like that was cool. I think that's what made it cool.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So that was really the back half of my week. Rushing through work. Trying to get work done just so I could get out of town to begin with. But I still work while I was out of town. So that was, you know, trying to juggle that. Made do. All in all, it was a good week.
Nice.
And we just came from down at the house. So Jack and them, they out of town. But Nana's over there and got a full house. She got Niecy there and her husband. Now Lex there with ex-husband and the kids.
Lex.
Tanya. Alexis. Tanya. I mean, Tink's daughter, Alexis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So her and her kids and Clyde. And then he down there visiting with the kids. And then Tanya and Shay had just popped up right before we was leaving.
Okay,
so they got
they
eating crabs and shit, man. Go there when you leave here if you want some crabs. They got bushels. Nah, they got bushels on bushels.
Okay, peep this. She said go there. Where you going when you leave here? You ain't going there.
No, I just came from there. I just came from there.
I ain't gonna sit me there without you.
Cause that's your family.
But you know I ain't gonna sit around them crazy people without you.
Okay, well then don't go there. I just was trying to get you some crabs. That's it. I was just trying to get you some crabs.
I don't eat no crabs, so you know I wasn't going.
You don't eat crabs.
I wasn't even looking at you. I know that's yeah, I was know. Making sure it was directly. I knew you wasn't. She eat crab cakes and shit though.
Yeah, I eat crab cakes.
She don't want to do no work.
I just don't want to do all that picking.
Hey, but nah, like that's part of it. That's like experience. The yeah.
I learned like, that recently.
I'm about to say. So you don't like to do
so
it.
No, I eat
she
crab
didn't like
legs.
To do it. So
where
let her tell.
It's all about the crab legs.
Where are you from?
Florida.
Okay.
So it's all about crab legs, and then moving up here, it was the blues, and I'm like, I'm not about to do all that work. I'm a little scared of them because they got the eyeballs and stuff. Still, it's a lot. And then I sat down one day and I got a nice little lesson, and now I can't seem to stop eating them. Mm-hmm. I've officially crossed over. And
amen.
You just got to do it right in the right environment with the right people.
Yes. I grew up sitting at the table with Miller Lights and
the crab.
Everything but tastes like crabs because crab fingers is on everything. The can tastes like crab. Paper towels taste like crab.
If your company is good, if it's
it changes
a good feeling,
you.
It does. It makes it an experience.
We should try.
I don't want to. I'm honoring my boundary. I don't want to do that.
I like that shit though. I like that shit though.
I don't want crabs like that.
Yeah,
like,
I like that.
I can be with y'all, but
while we do it.
While you guys do
but
it,
do
you,
okay,
I'll
so
let
do
you guys
you,
enjoy
do you like
that,
the taste of the crab meat though?
I mean, it's all right.
But that's
I mean,
what comes in a crab cake.
I know, but I don't like rush to order crab cakes either when
yeah,
I go out. Like,
yeah.
I have to be kind of in the mood.
What's your
for
favorite
it.
Dish?
Pizza.
Yeah.
French fries.
I'm simple. Pizza, French fries, pasta.
I almost bought you a French fry purse yesterday.
Yeah, my if she's watching.
Sister.
That's my Rubik's
watching,
Cube purse.
That is her Rubik's Cube purse.
She was like, ooh,
and,
I'm kidding. This is
the no, so yesterday, Dutch Market, got off the plane, went straight to the Dutch Market, grabbed up some shit. By the way, got some banana bread here if anybody wants something. But anyway, the little shop there that where they sell like Dallas Cowboys shit, Redskins shit, all that shit. They had all these dope ass bags, and I seen this one that was made like a French fry joint. I said, "Oh man,
I had fries before
I came. That's for E-Day.
Yeah,
I almost
stopped
bought it.
I got fries before I came here.
But I didn't think you would really wear it. I thought you would have been like, "Oh, that's you know cute. Like, it's something that I like, but not like actually." Wear it.
No,
as
I would
a,
wear it.
I mean,
would wear that.
So then I'm gonna
I
have to go back.
I'm
gonna have to go back and get
those
it.
Those are
because,
meat. You
yeah,
know what
but as soon
like,
as I saw the French fry joint, I was
little,
like, "Eat that."
Chinese carton takeout purse with the little thank you on it and all.
See,
the I have that.
Yes,
I like stuff that's different.
I got the little invisible joint.
Oh, the clear through. Like the see through. Oh, like the
clear
purse.
Hey, before you get
the clear one. Oh, yeah, the one that's not there.
Hey, yo, y'all wild as shit. So, no, let's get into it. So, last week we didn't get to, we got our affirmation in. We talked about our week. We did not get into our spiritual advisory. So Ayana, audience, is now going to be our spiritual advisor. And she is going to tell us about the things.
The things
like the crystals and the things like the herbs and the thing. She always likes to talk about herbs since our conversation last week. Shout out to Shikari Richardson.
Yes.
We are still working on your new team, boo.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out to us. We got you. So, Yana, what's our thing for the week?
Okay. So, for our herb this week, my favorite herb. One of them anyway, would be mugwort.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
What is it? Say
mugwort.
Mugwort.
Yes.
Mugwart.
O-R-T.
Wart. Mm-hmm. W-O-R-T. Okay.
Yep.
Lucid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
it
shit.
Also aids in like relieving your pain.
Okay.
Stimulates your energy and circulation, aids in digestion, and aids with arthritis. And as far as like your magical aspects of the herb, your psychic abilities, lucid dreaming, that's what I use it a lot for because I mix my herbs. Astral projection, cleansing.
The fuck is that? Astral projection.
Yeah, you know what it is.
So tell the people.
That would be like
This wine is good.
Let's say you're smoking. Let's say when you get high, and you kind of find yourself in a whole nother universe, kind of removing yourself from yourself on another plane. I mean,
almost like spirit walking.
Absolutely. It's just a form of...
Where are we going when we spirit walk?
You're going where your spirit leads you and where you need to be.
I'm just being silly.
So,
I'm like, I'm walking. Where I'm walking to?
Wherever the spirit leads you.
Walk
with me.
Okay.
Okay.
prophecy and fertility.
Okay. All right.
Those are some other aspects of mugwort. I do it in tea.
I was just about to ask.
How is it?
There
is it on a pill, a tea?
Well, actually,
all of the above, right?
Yeah.
All of the above.
I have some corn in my garden that I'll harvest.
Okay.
I'll dry it out in my air fryer. Mm-hmm. Then I'll put it in my little mason jar and save it. I'll grind it up with my cannabis. Mm-hmm. I'll grind it up and put it in my my tea tray.
Do you put it in food at all, or is it just?
No, I've never used mugwort with food. Only with my teas. Now we'll
liquids.
Do it with lemonade.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
That would be our herb for the week.
Mugwort.
Mugwort. As far as our crystal for the week, which is one of my favorites, very pretty, and I haven't found one of my own yet, serpentine.
Okay.
Pretty green colors. Supports personal transformation and transitioning. Also, you know, is used to transform and release your past and awaken your true nature. What I like to use my crystals for, I'm always wearing a crystal.
Okay.
Today I have about 4 or 5 of them on in different places and then, you know, on my hand. Mm-hmm. But I usually like to carry them in my little baggies. Put them in my purse. I have a couple in my car. Mm-hmm. Got some under my mattress. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I just have crystals everywhere.
Right.
But serpentine is one of my favorites and it is a timeless earth magic crystal.
Cool.
So there we go.
Well, I have on a green tourmaline.
Yes.
So, tell me about that. Let's look that up. I just bought it because it was green.
Okay, I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, look it up.
We'll talk about it in just a moment.
Okay. All right.
So, while you pulling that up, Pi, you got the lovely job filling in for Retta.
Okay.
Who is our current events person. So, what's been going on in this week that you think we could talk about on this show?
You know, so sadly, Biz Markie passed away. I think he was 57, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
The thing that bothers me the most, I think, about that is not that he passed. It's days before he actually passed, it was reported that he passed away.
Yes. What is up with people doing that weird ass shit?
I don't understand the age of social media. People want to be the first to.
So they're willing to say it even when it's not true?
Even when it's not true. Like, why are you killing people off before they're even gone?
Right. It's crazy.
So do they be gone? Do they not be gone?
They've killed Sinbad plenty of times. He was not gone at that time either.
Sinbad is still alive.
It's still alive and kicking.
Like shit.
If I'm not mistaken, they killed Tyler Perry off once. It's sad.
Why do you think people do that?
A lot of times I think it's clickbait.
Okay.
The more clicks and views, the more money you get. And a lot of these bloggers and, you know, Insta journalists are tone deaf, and I don't think they have any type of empathy or sympathy of who they're affecting, because people really attach themselves to their icons and their role models and people who they, you know, love, and to open up your computer, even families who do it, like, who wants to open it up and find out that their loved one is gone on social media?
Yeah.
Like, stop wanting to be the first just so you can go viral or, you know, you get all these clicks and shares. Like, it's morbid and it's weird.
Very. And I think when people share it,
without fact checking.
Like,
I think that part is the part that's really disgusting.
Yeah.
The fact that you see something. And instead of
share it because it's like, oh, Biz Markie died, let me just share.
Yeah, instead of actually confirming.
Even down to DMX. DMX hadn't passed yet when they were reporting that he was gone.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I just, it's a terrible place to be in. You know, we've all, I'm quite sure, have lost loved ones, but I remember my aunt was tragically murdered. But this was before the age of social media. So it gave the police a chance to get to my grandmother to tell her that such a bad thing had happened. I don't understand, nor would I have had any type of anything for whoever would have decided that they were going to put it online. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose violence and I'm going to show up to your house. Like, that's just, this is the way that's going to go. Yeah. So I don't understand this. Like, allow people to find out in a way that's gentle.
Yeah.
Especially something so jarring.
Yeah.
But do you think that in this society, people operate with gentleness?
No.
Do you think that's a thing?
Fingertip felons and these keyboard thugs, they really operate from a place of this fearlessness because it's behind the screen. And I think that is tragic because you're going to run across somebody in real life that you all capsed on and they are going to rearrange your teeth. Just.
So have you ever done it, though? Have you ever seen something posted online and not done the research and not done the go behind and reposted something that you found out later on wasn't actually a fact or was a hoax or whatever it is? Have you ever done that?
I don't tend to share stuff like that on, you know, social media.
I mean, but not like just I'm death, not shit just around people dying and shit. I mean, just saying in general.
That I deem personal, family, kids, like stuff like that to me is kind of off limits for kind of sharing if you're not close family.
Gotcha.
So gotcha. I wouldn't.
Have you all ever seen the show How I Went Viral or something like that?
No, I ain't never.
So it basically goes in depth about the people behind these memes and stuff that you see. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I think that gets me when it comes time to share things. Like, it's funny, but that's a real person that somebody may have caught off guard. Somebody has added this caption to, you know, at their worst moment, and it's being shared thousands and thousands of times. And these people are literally having to go into hiding because, again, you
that's unfortunate.
Look at how that would play on somebody's mental health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I actually asked somebody to do something for me recently, and they swore up and down that they would not do it because they were concerned about becoming a meme. Like, they was like, no. Remember that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You can't say what it was, but I asked her to do something, and she was like, why don't we find something else? Because I cannot have that happen. No, it's just not a thing.
It's just not a thing. That probably would wreak havoc on somebody's mental health to open up. Every time you open up your social media, here's your picture staring at you with something on it that you know has nothing to do with you as a person.
I mean, and then how do you defend yourself, you know,
against the world?
Yes.
But do you defend yourself against
I
that?
I mean, listen, me personally,
you catch me out here wild.
Do that. But somebody that suffers from mental illness that is not as strong-minded and will, they would go berserk.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you look at, like, working with teenagers.
Uh-huh.
The way that they take social media.
Why do I feel like I don't hear that? Do y'all hear her in y'all things? Y'all hear on the outside?
That's like,
I only hear on the outside. But okay.
So you say something on social media, and, you know, you're falling out in the corner half dead because of something somebody said that's not even true.
Maybe because she's not.
Is that? That's it. Okay, I'm like, what? Why can't I? I mean, I do hear her, but I wasn't hearing it through.
Yeah, so the social media thing and the memes, y'all, be gentle.
But we live in a society that would rather record than offer aid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why.
Absolutely.
I've heard far too many stories of people who passed because they needed help, needed someone to call 911.
But people just watching.
There are 40 phones out, but all of them are recording, and no one is calling for help.
Social media, all the different fights, things that happen, you know, in the neighborhoods, and people are standing there recording. It's like, well, why aren't you helping?
And it seems like it's mostly adults doing
that
shit. Versus, because I was just going to say, you know, you all being parents and shit, like, how do you raise your kids in a society like this and kind of groom and rear them in the idea that that's the wrong behavior? Like, if they were out and they saw something, you know, it's one thing if you see something, say something. I do understand the importance of recording things because of shit like, i.e. what happened with George Floyd.
Right.
A good thing somebody was recording that because, boom, now we see, right?
Yeah.
But talking about just recording things to, like, shame other people or make fun of them and stuff like that, I was going to say, how do you have that conversation with your kids and really get them to understand it when most of the time the people doing the recording is the adults anyway?
Right.
It's the adults that, I mean, I see people pull out their phones to capture the wildest of things that other people are doing, you know what I mean? And it could be something random. Like, you could just see somebody in the grocery store And maybe they got on some shit. Yeah, like, I just seeing people that. Like, and yeah, I think that shit is weird. I think that shit is disrespectful.
Very much. And I think
Ever.
Don't record me.
This is probably a current
I don't record nobody. Don't record me.
Did you see the lady in
Victoria's Secret?
All right, so what happened here? Because I ain't seen none of this
you
shit.
You didn't see the video.
But you knew about it. You just said Victoria's Secret.
No, that was me.
Oh, you. Victoria's Secret. Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. Tell us. Tell us about the good shit.
Black woman is standing inside of Victoria's Secret. There is a Karen in the line, I think, in front of her.
Yes.
There's a Karen in the line in front of her.
In front of her. I'm not sure what transpired, but the black woman starts recording.
Define Karen. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you know I will.
I know you will.
However, the white woman now notices that she is being recorded, and she gets irate. She starts throwing the temper tantrum of
this
season.
Try to attack her?
She actually ran at the woman and went. You see her hand go like this.
Try to hit the phone or
try to hit. Well, she would. What prompted it in the beginning is she actually attacked her.
Karen attacked the black woman.
Starts recording, and then when she's noticed she's being recorded, she starts having this meltdown. She's crying.
Like falls out on the floor.
She's on the floor.
Like why do that? Video up on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll take a piece. Oh my God. Just a small piece.
Karen starts screaming at the top of her lungs.
Karen was lunch.
And the black girl says, "Can somebody call security?"
But my problem was. Someone slides up to the black woman and was like, well, why don't you just, leave so she can have, why does she have to vacate the space? Because this woman is throwing a fit based on something she did.
Why do you guys think that she need, why they thought that?
Well, we know white women tears are very much so lethal. Especially to people who are.
Was it the Karen that told her to leave?
Absolutely. And then it just gets worse. She ends up chasing the black girl around the store. Karen does.
The whole time, black woman has not retaliated.
She has not retaliated.
Because me, I'd have popped Karen.
That first smack. My phone would have been doing this.
The whole shit smack.
But the black girl, she was like, protecting myself, I'm going video record. And Karen just loses it once she finds out she's being video recorded.
But the problem, the cops end up coming, and then they escort the black woman out of the mall.
They escorted the black woman out the mall.
She had to leave. They told her there was nothing that they could do, and she had to leave.
And where was this?
I don't know where it was.
Victoria's Secret somewhere, child.
I mean, go back and watch that video. Because, to me, Karen would have got
So how do you guys feel about how the people in Victoria's Secret handled this?
I think they were... First of all, I think the manager needs a serious class on... how to, because the manager was very much so trying her best to placate the woman that was throwing the tantrum as opposed to the one who was being attacked.
Was she also a Karen?
She was not.
Okay.
She was not. The employees, they kind of stood around and just looked, which I can understand. I've been an employee in retail before. There's certain things I'm just not going to jump in. Like, yes, y'all. But the manager, you obviously need to go somewhere and get something on how to, not necessarily de-escalate, but understand the difference between right and wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the aggressor clearly was not the one recording.
Right.
But that's the one who they all catered to, the cops.
Damn, I ain't hear nothing about this.
It's been everywhere.
I'm going to have to, half the time I don't be on social media, then I don't watch the news. I try to stay away from the TV. I be working so hard, I be seeing the back of my eyelids.
Yeah, this was this week.
I see the back of my eyelids half the time.
I was honoring boundaries.
That's it.
I don't blame you. Sometimes you have to protect your mental health by.
I wasn't even on social media like that this
week. Backing away.
But why do you guys think that? That's a thing, because Karens are real, right?
Karen.
And we've seen, I wrote a whole piece about Karens from, when I did that piece down there at Drew. Mm-hmm. But why do you think that we have to contend with Karens the way that we do?
Because the world has always, especially America, it's always been set up to placate, comfort, coddle white women. They even have this whole thing where white women have been taught to, if you're any type of trouble or anything, just cry. Their tears literally make everything stop.
And this is what that woman did. Clearly.
Well, I mean, that's what happened with Slimmy with the dog. Remember back, last summer? Before
right. The bird watcher.
Yeah, when she was with the dog and was
had she cold knew enough to
that was her thing. That was supposed to be like her saving like grace.
Times 10.
Yeah,
it's up there. It's rampant. Karens, Kens, like, what do you do? How do you teach?
Well, I was about to say. So how do we like deal with that? That's what I'm saying. Had that been your daughter. Okay, so Nyana is the girl behind the camera.
Oh my God.
So Nyana is in Victoria's Secret. I don't know. This y'all happens. This happens. How do you get her to how do you teach her to respond in such a manner?
I've taught Nyana. We continually talk about not recording people.
You want another piece?
And getting in people's personal space and business.
Okay.
So number one, she wouldn't have been recorded. But Nyana has also been taught to defend herself.
Okay.
So at the first sign of this lady's aggression towards her.
Okay.
Nyana would have did the cuckoo.
Yeah, looking for you if you was around.
And Victoria's Secret
would have been exposed. Right, everybody would have known all of Victoria's business.
It's going down.
It's going
all
down.
Of Victoria's
I mean,
business.
It's
going down
is
at
what
BS.
It is. And I pray every day that I leave out the house and have to go somewhere in public that I don't come across a Karen. Because it's going to be bad. Like, I will give you, you know, I'm going to give you the, go ahead now, Shawty. This ain't what you want. Go ahead. I'm going to rub on my crystals. I'm a, you know,
I'm
going to try to do all that.
I'm a rub right here.
I'm not
going to give you twice. You're not going to get two times to stand in my face and to be a Karen or a Ken.
Yeah.
Because, or with my child.
Right.
So as soon as my kid or any kid that's with me that know, cuckoo, it's going down.
Yeah. So you, black mom, black kids. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You was about to say something. And then I'll ask my question.
Yeah, I have a take on Karens.
Okay, give us your take.
And I feel like it's a deep rooted place of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Karens really love black women.
Absolutely,
they love black culture,
and they are the
black
ones
things.
That
just black.
We know, like they know that we can take care of the house, the child, and all of those things without looking disheveled. And I feel like they despise us, but at the same time
they love us. At the same time
they love us,
they love to hate us,
they love to hate us. And that is so
it's scary
to me.
It's scary, man.
Like when I'm doing my walk around and I'll see like white couples, it is so amazing how the white man or the husband or the white male is the one that says hello.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
I will be like, hello, like I'm walking and
screw face.
The white female will not even part her lips when she's with a man. And I'm like, what, lady? No, okay. But the man always, hello, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Nice walk.
Like those leggings.
It's a beautiful day.
Like those leggings.
No, they don't say that. They don't say that.
That's what they be thinking.
But I find that
that's why
so
Karen be
interesting.
Mad.
Yeah.
That it happens
all the
quite
time.
All the time. Yeah. All
don't
the time.
Don't be banging on Sherilyn too. Like,
don't be doing
well, they take everything from us. They told us our lips was too big. Now every time you see them, they've got injections that make it
tanning.
Know, almost touch their nose. They're tanning to the point of skin cancer. Now every time you turn around, everybody has a big behind.
Yeah, the weaves.
The lingo, the weaves, the nails, like everything
the culture.
Absolutely. You want to be a black woman, but you don't want to be a black woman.
Yeah.
You don't want black woman problems.
You don't.
You don't want
and then
black
you
want to
put
struggle.
A black woman down about the very things that you're taking.
Right. And you also want to treat her like she's the problem when she responds to the shit that you're doing.
Absolutely.
When, yeah. Right. Yeah. She the angry
like,
black woman. When
you,
yeah.
So much.
You've literally taken
out.
Everything.
Everybody
and tried
wants
to give
to
it back to me the way you wanted to.
Talk about the reaction and not what got you to that place.
Yes.
So, yeah, what I was going to say was black moms, black kids, right? So, you got on one hand, you got to teach your kids how to interact with police and shit like that. On the other hand, you got to teach your kids how to react to Karen. So, right now, in this particular instance, we're talking about a woman, a black woman who is dealing with another woman, but the woman is white. What about and thinking of scenarios like Emmett Till, how do you teach your black boys how to deal with Karens when they are faced with those kind of scenarios?
It's a sad conversation.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I think
very,
we should have.
I'm very blunt with my sons and my nephews, though, however, when it comes to women of another race, just because I know the danger behind it. They don't understand it because, for the most part, children are innocent. Mm-hmm. They don't really see the world the way we do, and it's sad that you kind of have to snatch that from them just for their own safety. So I'm very, very blunt. I'm going to teach you kindness, but I'm also going to teach you how to maneuver these landmines and stay away from them as much as possible if you can. And that's so, it's such a delicate line to walk and such a hard conversation to have in a way that they understand without making them hateful, but also making them wary at the same time.
True. That's all you got for that's that? It's true? What you would tell the boy? True?
What I would tell the boy is, listen, stay away from him, period. Because we don't want no problems. Because as soon as I get the cuckoo...
One or the other. Which one's worse? But in theory, like, you're scared of both, but which one's worse?
Am I scared?
No, I'm saying, like, between the police and a Karen, which one is worse?
I think they're equal.
I think a Karen is worse, actually.
Me too. I was going to say, I think Karen is actually a little worse.
Tears have literally started wars.
And it caused people to lose their lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's all the time. It's generation after generation. They all know. You know, I think back to Get Out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have never thought as we getting towards the end of this that Slim was really like the trick bait. You know what I'm saying? It was like baiting these people into this environment. You didn't watch Get Out? Yeah, oh, man, you should see it.
Get Out was
not very scary.
The commercials were scary. And you know I don't do scary commercials, so I didn't watch.
Yeah, Get Out wasn't really scary.
It was weirdly informative.
Yeah, like now, you know, I'm looking when I go to the cookout. Mm-hmm. Now when I'm, you know, being invited to certain places, I'm actually paying attention to what's going on around me. Because even though I don't necessarily think that it is happening to this extreme to which has been captured in this film, I do think that there are some elements of truth
absolutely
that are happening in everyday life that now I'm looking out for, because I feel like once you see something on screen, you know it's probably possible. I feel like the case.
I feel like it is possible, because if you're thinking of this,
somebody's doing that shit somewhere. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got that shit from somewhere. But I thought that was interesting, that basically they were all damn near lured there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was a whole relationship. It was like a whole ass like relationship.
She built it. She grew.
You know what
I'm saying?
You see how scary that is for somebody.
It's like fattening someone for the kill.
Yeah, yeah, and that's I guess that's why I'm asking, because earlier I saw this thing online in trying to develop this new project. I was doing some research and looking at some stuff online, and I got my own personal opinions about interracial dating or not or whatever, but which I will not disclose. However, online I saw that there was this like speed dating event, and it was like a series of them, and it was called the Chocolate and Vanilla Edition, and it was black men and white women. Like, it was a speed dating event on Eventbrite. Yeah, it was for black men and white women. Like, it was literally on there.
See.
Like, as a thing.
I can believe it.
That's not weird.
It is.
That somebody would have an event specifically for such a thing.
I said it sounded like a trap.
I felt like it was a trap too. Like, as soon as I saw it.
I feel like, isn't that what Coffee Meets Bagel? Wasn't that like interracial dating?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
So Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah.
This is weird
Coffee
shit.
Coffee Meets Bagel was like, I think it was like a dating app or whatever. And maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that was also like people that were interested in, you know, different cultures and like.
That's a little different.
Yeah,
I feel like that's like diverse. I feel like that's about diversity in general.
For
yeah, but see, this one I'm thinking is more like not just black and white. The way this
you know, it literally said chocolate, in parentheses, chocolate black man white. And white woman. That's what it said in parentheses after the chocolate. And look, so I'm scrolling because I'm literally screenshotting different things because I'm trying to see how people word stuff and shit like that. And it's like a series. It's not even like it was just one event. It was like several of these events posted that way. That to me, that is scary because I feel like in a way, there's some. Yeah, I felt. It felt very get outish. I almost don't want anybody to press on that. You know what I mean? Like what?
I don't know.
Hey,
I operate in gentleness, so I don't know. I don't. I mean, I can see where it'll be like that, but.
And here's the thing. I'm not saying that I think people should or should not. What I'm saying is, I think that. To what we're speaking about right now, to have an event where people it's planned out.
Well, I'm gonna go to the chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, you might pass. Woman. You might can go there and pass
with the white man.
I'm gonna go to that. I didn't see that one though.
I'm gonna go to that.
They probably not letting you make that one. That's the thing. That was the thing I was just about to get to, though. I was going to say that they're probably not even going to let you make one like that for...
Where did you see it at?
On Eventbrite.
There you go.
On Eventbrite. They're not about to let the black women come get their white dudes.
Where was it at? In D.C. somewhere? Where was it at?
I don't know if it was in D.C. or Virginia. I wouldn't click
on
it. I'm
going to plan one for next week, and I'm going to tell them to leave out there.
We're going to have 5 p.m. on Sunday. Yes. So we can look and see. Like, oh,
see
shit.
How many we can get.
You know, but and like I said, I'm not. It's not even a shot to interracial dating. That's not even the issue. No, that's not the concern here. The concern really is, yes, it specifies. And I feel like based off of what we understand to be the historical relationship between white women mm-hmm. and black men, I think that's what made me uneasy about the fact that it existed.
Right.
I felt like black men were being preyed on
right.
for some reason. I didn't feel like white women were being preyed on for some reason. I didn't read it and get the sense that that was happening. I felt like black men were being preyed on. Mm-hmm. But going back to what she said, though, they've been groomed to operate, respond, like they are being preyed on, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's really in the reverse half absolutely. The time. But it blew my mind, really, to see it in black and white. Wow, you know yeah. what I'm saying? That was a real thing.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You got to go look. You got to go look and see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and actually read it. I just thought it was amazing. It makes me afraid for, you know, my nephews and my cousins and stuff like that because... You come across something weird. I mean, this is in black and white, so just imagine all the things that are not in black and white.
Absolutely.
That people are going to and then they're getting yeah. pulled in, like yeah. we were just talking about Get Out,
yeah.
where this is a whole movement operation that you're getting mm-hmm. dragged into.
Yeah.
If people are so deliberate that they can actually build something and say verbatim exactly what it is and pull people into that, that's a scary ass thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a scary ass thing.
My question would be how many of those black men went to that?
Yeah, and where are they? I want to know, where are they now?
They safely
everyone,
make it out.
Yeah, everyone that went, where are they now? Because you know what? The first thing I thought, I was like, they probably like, them motherfuckers ain't going to miss y'all. Like, no, I'm literally standing in the bathroom thinking about this because I did it and then I took a shower and I'm like, I'm really genuinely concerned, which is crazy to me that I done looked at this and I'm like, I really felt like it was a trap. So I'm like, yeah. But how would you really get people to do this and then get them in the mix? And I'm like, it got to be, I'm thinking about, you know, is this not so much what kind of person, but think about how many people who may actually buy into this and don't have anybody accounting for them, mm-hmm. you know, aren't, you know, don't have the emotional intelligence and
absolutely.
You know shit like that. So yeah, maybe 100 men come, mm-hmm. and maybe out of 100 men, 90 of them got their mind right, so they came for what they came for. But then there's 10 people in this crowd
yeah.
that you know that you can get them
work,
yeah,
really,
and work the move
on.
Yeah, don't know who they are, shit like that. And then yeah. all of a sudden, that's how these people begin to fall into these traps and
yeah.
disappear
yeah.
slowly
wasn't
because
there,
of some shit like that.
a millionaire, and he still hasn't been charged, who was luring gay black men, young ones, to his mansion and getting them hooked on drugs and then causing them to overdose. Like, nobody knows what happens once they would get inside the doors, but the only thing they knew is that all of these young men were coming out and they were dead. And he was constantly saying, oh, they OD'd. But then all of these little stories started leaking about what he was really doing to them in there. Wow. And he finds, like, you know, kids who have run away, nobody's looking for.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought about. Because even going back to Get Out, like, there was a kind of person specifically that they were seeking out to pull into this world. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And once you find that person, it's easy to lure them into a trap that they can never get themselves out of. For real, for real, if it hadn't been for your man's friend, he would have been in the way.
Yeah.
Slim would have been stuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Been running like
would have never got out. You know what I'm saying? He would have been stuck. But I think that's crazy. But we actually live in a world where this kind of shit is real. Absolutely. I think that in itself is crazy. I think
it happens more often than
they've talked about, because we just don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. But social media allows for so many things to happen, like, right under your nose that you don't even realize is happening. You know what I mean? Because everybody's searching in accordance to what it is that they're looking for.
Yeah.
So you got, you know, if you always looking at clothes and shit like that, that's what they're going to show
you. That's
what
you get.
Whatever you're looking at. But think about all the... If I had not gone on there and searched specifically what I searched today, I would have never known that even existed. Think about all the many things that exist that people are doing every single day. Like, right under our nose. That, and going back to the thing about the kids, and just these are all things that I really think about now, though, is like how you protect kids from this worldwide web where it's so much information there. You know what I'm saying? So many things that people are trying to pull them into because they're trying to seek out so much information. Like, how do you protect them in a world like that?
It's hard to. Predators have even found a way to
bypass. I'm scared of electronics, man.
The filters and stuff that keeps kids from, they take it and embed it in the things that your babies watch.
Mm-hmm.
And now your child has gone down a rabbit hole based on a hashtag that should have been kid-friendly, and now it's something completely
twisted and
oh
dark.
My Lord, you know, that they shouldn't even... There was the suicide girl a while ago, like last year, year before last, who was teaching children how to kill themselves. Like,
that's weird.
Who is sitting
like,
thinking of all of this stuff? Like, why are y'all... God.
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh. Yeah, but, and where did this shit be coming from? Because when I be watching this shit...
But that's the thing. Children maneuver this a lot more adept than we do.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, they know about... I mean, the things that I be hearing about from kids... The shit that they be teaching me about online and what they can find and where they know it's at.
Social media.
Yeah, you can get that from a child. Yeah.
You don't even have to go to a preteen. You can go down to 7, 8 year olds.
Like that takes me back. Like, so earlier I was talking to Anisi and she was talking about how, you know, there were things that happened back in the day that, you know, when she was talking about with MLK and John F. Kennedy and all this other stuff that. Obviously, there was no social media back then, so you kind of just hear accounts based off of what other people say and stuff like that. And that's how you learn it, right? But right now, everybody got an opinion about something. Going back to how this all began in the first place, talking about Biz Markie, people are putting stuff online that half of it's true, half of it's not, none of it's true, all of it's true. How do you even weed through all of that information? That takes me back to, you know, the original garden and thinking about how important information was and why the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was so important and why nobody should have been touching it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Being exposed to information that you can't even handle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not
I feel like, yeah,
it,
I feel like what that did was it opened us up to having to weed through information that our brains couldn't, you know, like it always says, the Bible says that, you know, God can do things that your mind can't even conceive, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's this extreme level of greatness that you can't even capture into your little brain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that tree, like, unleashed all of God's wonder, but at a speed and dumped it just all right in front of you. And now you're trying to weed through all of this stuff. And I feel like that's what makes technology both a blessing and a curse. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing because you got access to it, right? So we all want it. We want it to be around because every time we want to know something, what we about to do? I'm going to Google it. You know what I'm saying? I asked you about a current event. You're going to Google it. You just asked her about another stone. She going to Google it. So we all want to have it. But at the same time, we also have too much. I feel like for every piece of it we get too much. And that's the part of it we can't control. Yeah. And the more we are exposed to it, the harder it is to reel ourselves out. That's why I asked how many times, or if you ever accidentally reposted something that was not true just because of how true it sounded or how true it looked. I mean, I know I done it. I know for a fact that at some point, I have probably done that. Probably not about somebody being dead or not. Yeah, no, maybe I maybe I've done that one time, seen that, and then from that I learned. Like, yeah, nah, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But how many people are really thinking like that? You want to believe that if somebody posts some shit, you want to believe that shit. We just want to believe things are true. Yeah. We not out here just trying to lie on people. Somebody started to lie, okay. Yeah. But everybody else that's watching it, people are really like grieving this. It's not like people are reposting it saying, oh shit, ha ha ha, that nigga dead. Right. They like, rest in peace, oh my God, heavy like heart.
Some people are attached, yeah. and that hurts.
Yeah, and that shit fucked them up. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Had a whole baby out here crying over somebody that wasn't even dead. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, that shit wild.
Yeah, and I think we also have the job to correct people when they have posted something.
Yeah,
wrong.
Absolutely. Wild shit. No. Yeah.
Because when the DMX thing, when they were saying he was making a turnaround, they were posting a picture from his motorcycle accident from like 2018.
Right.
Oh, wow. And they were saying, oh, he's turning around, he's doing well, you know, he's a dog, da da da. This dude was still
right
on life support.
Yeah.
And I had looked, so I had opened the picture up and looked, and I had to tell my friend who had posted, I said, yo, that's an old picture that you posted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh my God. Like, he was like, I'm going to take it down. I'm like, yeah, that joint is from 2018.
Yeah.
That's from the TMZ article.
Yeah.
When he was in the motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
So I think we also have, you know, we should help the people that are putting the wrong things out there when we know that it's wrong. Like, people posted the death of somebody that died like 10 years ago. And I'm like, you're not reading. The article is saying
2017.
Right. No, 2007.
My gosh.
Like, they posted,
why are we here?
Ruby D been dead.
Right.
Stop
it. Yeah.
Like, RIP Ruby D. What? Ruby has been dead.
But I feel like, in a way, social media just be having people in trances. Like, literally, people are scrolling. It's almost like you're doing it, and you don't even know you're doing it. Mm-hmm. So, half the time, you're not reading. You're just scrolling, share.
Well,
and that's it.
From 10, 15 years ago.
But I think that God understood that we didn't have the ability to really walk in the accountability of that much information. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it was so important. It was like one of those things, like, yeah, I'm going to put this strong, deep-ass thing right here, but this is the one thing I'm really asking you not to do. Like, stay away from this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit not cool. And not really understanding what that shit did to our world, because technology is the thing, I feel like, that is helping to further develop our world, but at the same time, it's destroying us.
It's also ruining.
Also. Yeah, because technology is the thing that's taking us away from each other. You know, people spend more time on their phones than they do actually interacting with other people. You know what I'm saying? Kids stuck on the phone all day long, stuck on games all day long. People stuck in their phones, always looking down, never looking up. You know what I'm saying? Like, not engaging with each other. And half the information that you're getting inside the phone is probably false. You're not even getting real information. Or you're getting a whole bunch of information that's meaningless. It's not even things that really that you're going to take with you. You know what I'm saying? Something that you would teach or something like that. It's just some shit to know. For what?
Yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of shit to just know. Technology fucking us up, man. Yeah. Social media fucking us up. But on the flip side, like, you need it. you know, people need social media, especially thinking about, you know, business owners and shit like that. Think of what that does for them. The reach, how you get. It's just a terrible thing. It's a double-edged sword. You know what I'm saying? And it's a hard way.
You have to use it responsibly.
Yeah, and how do you learn to use it responsibly?
It's how it's being used.
Right. Yeah.
User error.
Yeah, it's definitely user error. But, like, you don't have kids at home, but you got students that you are charged with dealing with all the time. So those kids, you know, even if it wasn't somebody in your house particularly, if anything were to happen to one of those kids because they online or somebody didn't lure them or something like that, that shit would hurt you. You know what I'm saying? You guys as parents dealing with that shit is super scary. It's like you want a kid to have a phone because you want to be able to reach them, you know, stuff like that. But then on the other hand, you don't want them to have a phone because you don't want someone else to reach them.
Right.
Like, you know, it's
you
no way.
You have to teach them internet safety because, sadly,
cyber,
they are very gullible when it comes to that sort of thing. Everybody they meet online, I know.
Is a friend.
My own, exactly. My
is a
own
damn friend.
Son, I had to say, hey, because he was giving out his name. Oh, that's just my friend. No, you don't know, this person. You don't know where they come from. Like, that had to be a thing that had to be cut off for a while because he just didn't get it. It was just innocence to him. You can hear this person in your headset. Y'all are playing this game together. This is my friend. No, it's not.
Yeah, it sure was. Well, yeah, I want to talk to your friend, mama.
My daughter, she gets it all the time. Where's the mama? Let me see the mama in the camera. Let me see the friend.
Okay. This like a real friend or these like friends she meet
like,
online?
Online. Like even her FaceTime thing. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called because we're on Android, not iPhone.
Right. Duo?
Duo.
Uh-huh.
Like her Duo. When she get her Duo calls, I get the same call. Who is this?
Oh, so you? Oh, it's like
so
mirror.
So you're monitoring.
It's mirror. Is that only because you got an Android too? Could you do that if you had iPhone?
See, I don't know because I'm not
iPhone.
So I don't know if it's just an Android thing.
But is that like an app that you have that does that, or it's just
no? Like her phone is set up with my email.
I was gonna say you use your email address.
Right.
So everything that's running
everything,
through it.
Yeah. Whenever she
that makes
is
sense.
On
anything.
YouTube, whenever she is.
You get all that shit.
I get all that shit.
Yeah, that's good. That's a way.
Pinterest,
that's a good way to.
You want to be talking to some BTS, whoever they are? Okay, well, let me see who BTS is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she hates
But that's
that
a lot to manage and
it
monitor.
Is, but you have to.
I know, but how? Realistically,
I messed
how?
Up with the first one because, technology was a little new.
Right.
But then once that one became a teenager. And then you get all this crazy shit going on the Snapchat and the Instagram. And, I'm like, okay, I'm not really monitoring because I'm not Snapchat friendly or Instagram friendly. But, Nayana, you best believe when it's your turn, baby. Mommy ready.
Mommy's ready.
So your brother made it bad for your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. All right, E. Nice conversation, ladies.
Yeah.
I think going for, well, rest in peace, Biz Markie. I don't know if we even said that. I know it was brought up. You said you were talking about it the other day. We really didn't even get into that.
I had a quick
conversation.
Yeah, we can talk real quick.
Give us a snap before we go into our mindfulness call.
I said that he was a hip-hop legend, and this person totally disagreed with me.
Oh,
how not?
Blasphemy.
How is he not a hip-hop legend?
He was like, what do you call a hip-hop legend? And I was like,
Biz Markie.
I was
like shit.
I was like a person that made a impact in hip hop and exhausted all avenues of hip hop.
Changed the trajectory of
changed the whole vibe. Like when I look at like ODB and all of this, I feel like they were inspired by him and his weirdness and his like fun, like doing whatever. Uh-huh. And I was like, you can go into a club today. And somebody will play Nobody Beats the Biz, and it will shut the club
down.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct.
And then he was like, okay, I see what
you're
saying.
I feel you
I had
you
to
now.
Explain it.
Right.
But yeah, but then it's also the era. He's like 20-something.
Okay.
I
don't even know why we was talking about
him.
Well, no. He ain't 20-something. I'm about to say, I don't know why we even talking to this nigga about whether or not it's a hip-hop legend or not.
I don't think they really
grasp. No, he's not 20-something. My trainer's like 30-something.
Okay.
Like, I think
they're
too young to really grasp the hip-hop thing.
Oh, it probably stopped. Oh,
yeah. Oh, he's like 30-something. But, yeah. And then I didn't think that 50 Cent was a...
You want to...
It might be
what to do. You want to... Do you think?
If it go, it just go. All right.
I know, so did he.
Okay. All right, so in talking about...
I'll talk to you after the show.
In talking about all that and understanding, I guess that kind of takes us into our mindfulness card. Because the biggest thing is to be, going back to what you said, is about being mindful. You online, you sharing shit, be mindful of what you see. You know what I'm saying? You getting information. Be mindful as to whether or not it's true or false or the impact it's going to have on somebody else. Your surroundings, being mindful of that. Talking about being out in the fucking Victoria's Secret and getting lunched out on. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, being mindful of the possibility that Karens do exist. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that, are they all Karens? Maybe not. But no. Karens do exist, and we know that they are there. So how do we manage that and how do we handle it? Teaching our kids how to respond, how to react, how to be prepared for people like that in this world, because we know that they're there, and if we can't get around them, like I said, going back to the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, we didn't eat the fruit now, so now we know. So what are we going to do about that? So, ma'am, do you have our good mindfulness call for this week?
Okay, I was trying to, but I find guess something I got this one.
That correlates.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, but I think this will be okay.
All right. So, E-Day with our mindfulness card.
Why they write it in yellow, though? Cannot
you want
see.
Me to read it?
Can you see that? The yellow words?
Of course.
Oh, but look at the front. You got to do
it.
Yeah,
it says take a bigger view.
Okay.
There is always a bigger view. Whatever the situations and challenges we are facing, there is always a frame of reference that can provide us with some perspective. In the mindfulness practice, the always accessible bigger view is our ability to just be aware, just to know. Next time you find a difficult emotion arising in your mind, bring your awareness to that experience. The part of yourself that knows the difficult emotion is not itself difficult. If you practice taking the bigger view, the more space you'll give yourself to deal with challenges as they arise. And this is an insight and awareness card from the mindfulness deck.
Take a bigger view.
Take a bigger view. Ain't that what we kind of just said? Mm-hmm. I think it did kind of tie in.
Okay. Okay.
Look at you.
Tied in.
Pulling a magic trick out the box.
Wow.
Out the box. All right. So close us out with our affirmation so we can get Z up out of here. We can roll over.
All right. I have a healthy body, heart, soul, and mind. I am full of positive and nourishing thoughts. Communion is where I come to unite with those around me. I am grounded and present in this experience. I am here. I am whole.
I am here and I am whole.
Right. Thank you.
Peace.